Police in Myanmar leveled their first formal charges against Aung San Suu Kyi, accusing her of possessing illegally imported walkie-talkies and giving the military authorities who staged a coup a legal reason to detain her for 2 weeks. The charge came to light 2 days after she was placed under house arrest and appeared to be an effort to lend a legal veneer to her detention, though the generals have previously kept her and others locked up for years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration is calling on Myanmar to release Suu Kyi and other dissidents.
We call on the military to immediately release them all and all detained civilian and political leaders, journalists, and detained human rights activists, and to restore the democratically elected government to power.
The military announced Monday that it would take power for 1 year, accusing Suu Kyi's government of not investigating allegations of voter fraud in recent elections, which her party overwhelmingly won. A team of investigators working on behalf of the World Health Organization visited a major virus research laboratory in Wuhan, China, Wednesday. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Driving through thick morning mist, the team were bombarded by journalists' questions. Scientist Peter Daszak is the president of the EcoHealth Alliance.
We're looking forward to meeting with all the key people here and asking all the important questions that need to be asked.
The Wuhan Institute of Virology has been the subject of several conspiracy theories.
Did you find anything inside?
Some claim that a leak from the lab caused Wuhan's first coronavirus outbreak at the end of 2019. But most scientists reject that hypothesis. There have, however, been calls for the lab to release details of all coronavirus samples studied there. The WHO's fieldwork will last 2 weeks and has already taken them to hospitals and several markets in the central Chinese city.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.